You're listening to the audio production of Spiritual Mismatch, Hope for Christians Married to Someone Who Doesn't Know God, by Lee Strobel and Leslie Strobel, published by Zondervan and read by Giovanni Cordifero and Rebecca Rogers.
For Linda Lenson, Leslie's spiritual mentor, who influenced our whole family for Christ, and to her husband Jerry, who preceded us home. I will give you a new heart, and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone, and give you a heart of flesh. Ezekiel 36:26. How Leslie and I wrote this book. Several years ago, Leslie and I participated in a Valentine's Day event in which we fielded questions from couples about marriage and the Christian life. Afterward, one young man came up, pointed to Leslie, and said to me, "Now we know who's got the brains in the family." He wasn't kidding. God has given Leslie a gift of wisdom. Her gentle spirit, sincere heart, and intensely practical biblical insights make her sought after by people who want counsel or guidance. Since both of us have gone through an era of being spiritually mismatched, it made sense for us to write this book as a team so that we could draw upon our combined experiences and lessons. But when I brought up the idea for the book, Leslie protested, "I'm not a writer. Ever heard of stage fright? Well, I've got page fright. As for me, writing is what I like best." So we struck a deal. We could work together, mixing our ideas, insights, and advice, and I would actually write the bulk of the book. Besides, since much of the story is about what Leslie did during our time of mismatch, it's more comfortable for me to write about that than her. So, when you see parts written in the first person, with pronouns like me and I, that's me speaking. Leslie has added her perspective and input, and she has overcome her shyness long enough to write a chapter about her personal experiences during the time we were mismatched. As they say on Sesame Street, that's cooperation. Lee Strobel. Part 1. The Challenge of a Mismatched Marriage. Chapter 1. Entering into the Mismatch. The weather was crisp and clear on the day after Christmas, 1966, when my friend Pete and I took the train from our suburban homes into downtown Chicago. We wandered around the loop for a while, reveling in the bustle of the city, but then came time for me to bring him on a pilgrimage that I took as often as I could. Fighting the wind, we trudged across the Michigan Avenue Bridge and stopped in front of the Wrigley Building. There we stood, our hands shoved into our pockets for warmth, as we gazed across the street at the Gothic majesty of Tribune Tower. I can't remember whether I muttered the word aloud or if it merely echoed in my mind, "Someday." Pete was quiet. High school freshmen are entitled to their dreams. We lingered for a few minutes and watched as people flowed in and out of the newspaper office. Were they the reporters whose bylines I studied every morning? Or the editors who dispatched them around the world? Or the printers who manned the gargantuan presses? I let my imagination run wild until Pete's patience wore thin. We turned and walked up the magnificent mile, browsing through the overpriced and pretentious shops until we decided to embark on the 20-minute walk back to the train station. As we passed in front of the Civic Opera House, though, I heard a familiar voice beckon from the crowd. "Hey, Lee, what are you doing here?" called Clay, another high school student who lived in my neighborhood. I didn't answer right away. I was too captivated by the girl at his side, holding his hand and wearing his gold-engraved ID bracelet. Her brown hair cascaded to her shoulders. Her smile was at once coy and confident.
"Just hanging around," I managed to say to Clay, though my eyes were riveted on his date. By the time he introduced us to Leslie, I wasn't thinking much about Clay.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?